Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back. Jerry Corsi, you've got a question about Ron Paul from our caller here, and what is your response to Ernie?
Well, I think Ron Paul, unfortunately, has no chance whatsoever of getting the nomination for presidency in the Republican Party. The Republican Party will probably exclude Ron Paul from even being in the next presidential debate.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party has moved to the center. It's a centrist party. It's dominated by the Rockefeller Republicans, the millionaire, billionaire, multinational corporate executives who don't care about, you know, the conservative issues. They don't care about constitutional issues. They just care about profit. And Bill Gates wants to use computer experts in India. He doesn't want to hire the more expensive computer-trained graduates from our colleges, and he feels he has a right to do so. And that's where globalism is going to take us, and Ron Paul, in resisting it, does not have a chance within the Republican Party.
So what does that mean? Does that mean he has to look outside the Republican Party?
I don't think Ron Paul will. I mean, the Constitution Party is working right now to nominate me as their presidential candidate. And the National Veterans Coalition is actively pursuing that. And I'm looking at it, too. Maybe I'll do it.
Now, the question is, what chance do you have, Jerry?
Who knows? You know, it's one of those years when people are so disillusioned.
Yes, they are.
With both major parties, that if the National Veterans Coalition can raise money, this may be the year for a third-party challenge.
Now, what do you think of this, Ernie?
Oh, I think Dr. Corsi would be a viable candidate. The question is, could he raise a lot of money? But if he emphasized the rule of law, protecting our national sovereignty, restoring private property rights, and emphasizing the inherent God-given rights and freedom and liberty, he would certainly have my vote and many of my friends' votes.
I think it's possible this year to get a third-party challenge.
Well, we also have to bear in mind the corruption of the voting process and the touchscreen voting and all of that. We've got experts in the field that have been on the program and talked about the dangers inherent in that. And, hey, man, if they don't get you one way, they're going to get you out another way. So I don't know if it's truthfully a way of even trying, to be perfectly honest with you. At this point in time, gentlemen, I don't see working within the system succeeding. I really don't. That's my opinion.
You know, we've had crises before where third parties have emerged. I mean, the Whig Party, disintegrated.
The 1800s.
1800s, and Abraham Lincoln with the Republican Party emerged.
We had the anti-Masonic Party, Jerry, But what happened to them all?
Well, the Republican Party emerged and survived. This may be the demise of the Republican Party. We may see it finally go away.
Yeah, none too soon, as far as I'm concerned.
Like the demise of the Whig Party.
Yeah.
Exactly. It could be, the emergence of a new party, which goes back to listening to the American people and goes back to, respecting, first, securing the border. That's number one. You have to have border security.
Well, I believe it has to be just totally sealed. The border has to be sealed, not secured.
Absolutely. We need a fence, period.
A human fence as well.
Two-tier fence.
Yes.
I mean, for the immediate, we might not only have to build a fence, we might have to put the army down.
The American people support that in poll after poll, Jerry, but the media will not allow them to be able to get that message across to Congress and make it an issue for these senators and congressmen to follow through on. That's the problem, the media.
It's not only the media, Rick, it's the multinational corporations and the money.
Well, they run the media.
Pay these politicians.
And they run the media as well.
And they run the media as well.
Well, that's the problem. Okay, Ernie, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it. And we'll be back with more calls just ahead for Dr. Corsi. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America, only on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran.
Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
We are back now with more Uncensored Radio Free America here on the Republic Network, and I'm happy to have our guest stirring up a little controversy here tonight, Dr. Corsi. And, well, I'm telling you, you can agree or disagree, but this directive is the real thing. And we haven't really gotten into specifics, but I guess if they would like to get the whole directive, people like to get it online, they can go to a variety of sources. What do you recommend, Jerry?
Well, to make it easy, what we did is, and the WorldNet Daily articles, and there's two articles. There's a Wizard Lead article earlier today. It's on the homepage, and I also wrote a commentary on it. So if you search my name, C-O-R-S-I, and find the article, I've got a link in it to the White House webpage that the directive is posted on.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy way to find the directive and read it word for word.
Absolutely, and I've gotten mine from different sources, so it doesn't matter. As long as you get on and you get the National Security Presidential Directive 51, as it's called, and there are 24 main sections, subsections, subdivisions, and it is quite lengthy. It is definitely a blueprint for a total control of every nook and cranny of the United States and the territories as well. So this is rather scary, rather frightening, and it does not bode well for America if this is not drawn attention to and reversed. This has to be stopped. This simply has to be stopped, and it is too dangerous. It is too comprehensive to allow to be incorporated into this government, and particularly in the presidential branch of the government. We cannot allow this to happen. It is total and complete tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. You will be at the mercy of whoever is in the White House. And believe me, that White House can be as merciless to you as it has been in overseeing the torture of people who have been accused of being terrorists and held in detainment for years, literally. I don't trust that government. I don't want to trust that government. I can't afford to. Let's go to the phones again and talk to Russ in West Virginia now. Hello, Russ.
Hello.
Yes, you're on with Dr. Corsi.
Yes. Now, I've been 10 years in this PAP program. Now, I guess you don't know what PAP means. That's mm-hmm. P-A-P.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Patriot Awareness Program.
Okay.
Okay, now you remember that one. Now, Charles brought up about Delta Force. Now, I'd like to know how many of you people even understand, not listening to your Hollywood crap about what Delta Force is. Well, let me tell you what Delta Force really is.
Mm-hmm.
They're the presidential private assassination team, and I wouldn't spit on any one of them. They're traitors to my country, traitors to my Constitution. They do not take the oath of office as I did, the oath of office to go into the military. Their oath of office is to the President of the United States. So I thank Charles for bringing that up. I think
mm-hmm.
Charles brought that up.
All right. Good.
And, you know, I'm a little tired of these Johnny-come-latelys, and I don't mean to knock you. But you guys that are coming on have not been in these programs. You haven't listened and got informed as we have, but you're out there putting the program out, which is fine. You need to wake up, too, to a lot more things than what you're bringing on, because you're not correcting people when they come on the air about what the truth is. Now, I do have one question for your guest. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. We're listening with bated breath.
My question is, understanding that Ron Paul does not have a chance, and you are in the race. Have you considered, if you are in the race, and would you consider bringing Ron Paul on as your second?
I think the Constitution Party has been open to Ron Paul from the beginning.
Well, I
the problem
so
is,
too.
The problem is Ron
Paul.
So
let him talk, caller. Let him talk for a minute.
Go ahead.
The problem is Ron Paul. Ron Paul has been asked repeatedly, but he won't leave the Republican Party. I mean, after so many years in the Republican Party, the same problem with Tom Tancredo and with Duncan Hunter, both of whom I think are great congressmen and absolutely right on the issue of border security. They don't want to lose the funding from the Republican Party, and they don't want the Republican Party to run somebody against them in their own home districts for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So that many years in the Republican Party, it becomes hard for a person to leave. That's a problem.
Well, I'll grant you that. I'll go along with that. I mean, he's trying to do it from within, and he went along hoping that maybe something would come up and people would wake up while he's there.
Unfortunately, he just doesn't have a chance from within the Republican Party. I mean, this has been the argument since
that
Reagan.
That was not my question, sir.
Right.
My question was, if you were to win the nomination for your party,
Constitutional
Party, would you consider Ron Paul?
Absolutely.
That's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
So now,
right.
Did you understand where I was coming from?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, as far as your...
I admire Ron Paul greatly.
No, I'm not talking about Ron. I'm going back to your Delta Force crap.
Well, yes, I understand.
Yeah, I just want you, Russ, to try to watch your language, please. And don't speak down to us, all right?
I'm not speaking down
to you. You are. You're speaking down to us. Just speak normally. You have a point, make it, but just don't speak down like a know-it-all, please.
I'm not a know-it-all. I'm 73 years old.
I don't care.
Experience.
I'm just telling you, speak
happy.
A little bit more civilly, please.
I'd be happy to consider Ron Paul.
Okay,
Ron Paul
thank you for
great.
The call, Russ. Goodbye. All right, let's take Frank in Louisiana next. Hi, Frank, you're on the program. Frank, are you there? Hello, Frankie.
Hello?
Yes,
okay.
We got you on. Okay.
Okay, okay. Fellas, I can't remember the law. It's in one of my books. I'm pretty sure it's a Supreme Court case, but the case stated that the government of the Constitution of the United States can be suspended for no reason whatsoever. Of course, the Supremacy Clause says that. Now, if there's ever a suspension of anything in this country, the supreme law of the land, remember, anyone anywhere in this country who tells you their authority, you should arrest them because you can tell them, well, wait a minute, it's all suspended, stud, remember? And you went along with it. That now makes you one of the conspirators, and you're acting on a fiat dictatorship. You're under arrest for treason. This is what we have to remember. Now, when they came out with the Patriot Act, which we all know, that was done before 9-1-1.
Yeah, it was written up. Yeah.
Right. Now, after I thought about it for a few months and I read the provision in there that says any violation of law could be a terrorist act, I said, well, that might not be too bad of a law if you think about it, because the first ones that are going to break the law is going to be the three branches of government. You know, so when you violate a provision in the Constitution that's a treasonable charge, and then by their own laws, you can say you're not only a treasonous, you're a terrorist. So you see, you have to use this psychology against them and think logically, because they want you to fear them. And when you fear them, that's when they have you. You see, and we all know that this country has been heading to the abyss for decades. It's just they become so swollen in their arrogance because we have we've let them get away with this stuff. You see,
and I'd like to make a point about the Supremacy Clause. The Supremacy Clause, the Constitution, is Article 6, Paragraph 2.
Correct.
And what it says is the Constitution and the laws of the United States are federal statutes. And our treaties are the supreme law of the land. Now,
well, it must be pursuant to the supreme law of the land.
Well, are the supreme law of the land. That's what it says.
Well, it says the laws must be pursuant. Now,
no, I don't. I'm sorry. It says they shall be the supreme law of the land. That's what the Supremacy Clause says.
Well, I remember it with all due respect.
I'm reading it. I'm reading it right now directly.
Can you read it?
It says the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state, to the contrary, notwithstanding.
Right.
So it is that our Constitution, the laws of the United States, and treaties are the supreme law of the land. Now, the point I was going to make is that this executive order is outside the Supremacy Clause.
Right.
Even though this executive order says its intent is to preserve, you know, the continuity of the Constitution, which sounds like it's coming under protecting the Supremacy Clause, this executive order is not defined by the Supremacy Clause, and it's outside the Constitution.
Yes.
Well, you see, the problem with that is that they're going to use a lot of legal trickologies to say this kind of stuff. But Marbury versus Madison, for instance, which Chief Justice Rehnquist, I heard him say this around 2000 on C-SPAN, he said that Marbury versus Madison was the fountainhead from which all our laws spring forth. Now, Marbury versus Madison said that any law which is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. So if you try to suspend any part of the three branches of government, you, in fact, with the combination of the Supremacy Clause and that other law, which I can't remember, you, in fact, are saying we have a fiat government that will only work as long as the people go along with it.
Well, I think we're in agreement in that this, you know, this National Security Directive that President Bush signed on May 9th, which gives him or any president these extraordinary powers in the case of a declaration of a national emergency are outside the Constitution.
Right.
It was an extra-constitutional assumption of power by the presidency, and that's why I've been objecting to it. And it's very frightening because it is the kind of threat. You know, when the Roman emperors were created, the council, the executives in the Roman system, said there was an emergency, we have to become dictators.
Yeah, well, they'll make a Praetorian guard for the presidency.
Okay. Frank, we got a break, okay? I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. In 3 minutes, we'll return with more calls. Jump aboard, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Jerry Corsi, our guest.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, Paul Revere is back now, and Radio Avenger, and we're talking with Jerry Corsi, talking about this Directive 51 signed by George Bush with very little, if any, fanfare. And, of course, it has 24 main sections, definitions, catastrophic emergency, continuity of government, continuity of operations, enduring constitutional government. You see, that is a real charmer right there, Jerry. That means that George Bush really is signing all of this so he can endure our constitutional government. That's all he wants.
I know. I thought that was a nice touch there, Rick, because, you know, how can anybody object? It's like the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America.
That's all it is, a partnership.
And it's just for our security and prosperity.
And our well-being.
And our well-being. How could you object? I mean,
no, I don't. I think it's wonderful. And jobs are coming in like crazy. We're creating millions of new jobs in America every year. All you have to do is look at McDonald's and Burger King, and you can find these great jobs. Remember the Ronald Reagan situation with ketchup as a vegetable? Well, man, you know, McDonald's is a manufacturing job now. I hope you realize that.
Oh, I do. I actually do. I mean, it's amazing to me. But it shows me the brilliance of, you know, George Orwell and Aldous Huxley, mm-hmm. when they demonstrated how the perversion of language is an important step in the march towards these fascist totalitarian governments in the future. And here
absolutely.
We are. We're in the middle of perverting language. Everything, I feel like President Bush every day ought to get up and play to the American people Bobby McFerrin's "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
Mm-hmm.
Everything's for your good. This is the Security and Prosperity Partnership. This national security directive is only to ensure the continuity of the Constitution in a crisis. I'll be the one who assures the continuity, and I'll assume absolute power to do so.
I wanted to play that clip, but my substitute producer couldn't find it in the file where George Bush says, who says we're headed to war? Anybody say we're headed to war? I'm the one that gets to make that decision.
Right.
When I decide, I'll take us to war, you know?
I mean,
this is the mentality. Forget the Congress. Forget the purse strings. I do everything. I control everything.
I'm the president. I'm the absolute dictator.
I'm the absolute dictator.
Hey, wasn't that called Fuhrer? I'm the leader?
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. You're on the program.
Who says we're going to war in Iran? That's not up to you to decide. I'm the decider.
That's right. You and Dick Cheney.
Right.
I'm hoping we don't go to war in Iran.
I hope we don't go to any more wars. We can't afford them anymore.
Despite having two aircraft carriers and an expeditionary force doing exercises 150 miles off of Iran.
Rick, I can barely hear you. You get it turned up at this.
We'll try to crank it up for you. Yep. Okay.
Right.
Can you hear us a little better now?
A little. Not
okay.
Much.
Tune your hearing aid up a little bit. Yeah. Tune it up.
What's your question?
Okay. All right, Rick. I disagree with Mr. Corsi that Ron Paul doesn't have a chance to get elected president because.
Okay.
I think the only thing that will stop him is a Kennedy. You know, if he gets shot or poisoned or something like that.
He'll have to get nominated by the Republican Party. What I'm saying is the Republican Party will never nominate Ron Paul.
I don't think they'll have much of a choice about nominating him.
Why?
He wins, like he won in the first two debates, and he's on, Rosie supporting him and Joyce Behar.
He'll never win in the primary.
Bill Mayer or whatever. They're all.
Look, I think the point he's trying to make, though, Doug, and I understand your sentiments. I'm with you, but I think what he's trying to say is that the Republican Party will nominate a Democrat first before they'll allow Ron Paul to be their nominee. I think you'll agree with that.
They're going to nominate a Giuliani. Or a McCain, maybe even a Romney. The Republican Party has moved to the center. It's a centrist party, and they will not nominate somebody like Ron Paul.
I think they would draft a Hillary, to be perfectly honest with you, or a senator, a former governor of New Mexico, Richardson, before they would allow Ron Paul to become their candidate.
I'm not sure the Republican Party would have that much trouble nominating Hillary. As ridiculous
I don't either.
As it seems.
No, I agree. I mean, Doug, I'm not trying to drown you out, but I'm just saying this is how bad the Republican Party is now,
Well, Rick, I understand that, and I'm saying that all you hear on the news is
right.
Our three choices. We have arsenic, cyanide, whatever.
I know. I agree.
And a breath of fresh air.
Yep.
Let's ignore that.
Yep.
They can't ignore him.
No, YouTube has shown that. The polls have shown that repeatedly, but they'll find a way. As I said before, they'll find a way to eliminate him, make sure that he goes nowhere.
Ron Paul
has a lot of little grandchildren that he loves very much. I know his family. I've gone
sure.
to his last 15
yes.
birthday
right.
parties, and they'll do something dastardly, but as far as just there's no way they want him to debate any of them.
No.
Because he kicks their posteriors.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Right.
And, you get on the internet and without being censored by CNN, MSNBC and all the
yep.
crowd.
Yeah.
It's owned by the Islamo-terrorists.
Surely you jest. I know you're being facetious.
Islamo-fascist. That's the word, isn't it?
Yes, that's the word they use. All right, if you're all set, we'll let you go. Get take a break, Doug. Thank you, though. The point well taken, and we'll be right back with Jerry Corsi. More calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and we are back now. Jerry, you can hear me all right still, can't you? You can hear me, Jerry?
Yes, Rick, I can hear you fine.
Okay, all right. Did you have a follow-up to what Doug was saying about Ron Paul?
No, I just think that Doug was underestimating the fact that the Republican Party has moved so far to the center that there's no way Ron Paul could get the nomination. As much as Ron Paul speaks for the people and delivers a message the majority of Americans want to hear, that's not the issue. The issue is the Republican Party nomination process and the primaries are going to produce a centrist candidate like a Giuliani or a McCain or possibly even Mitt Romney, but the others don't stand much of a chance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, let's take more calls. They are waiting for us. Steve in Arizona. Flagstaff, is it? Oh, Steve dropped off. All right. How about we have Dean in Oklahoma? Hello, Dean.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, you're on the program.
Mr. Corsi.
Yes, hello, sir.
Now, gentlemen, a book that I have here and have read several years ago is entitled The De Facto Government of the United States. The author of that book is Charles Wiseman, and he details how Abraham Lincoln overturned the original Constitution of the United States and laid the foundation for the de facto government which has grown by leaps and bounds and still rules today. Why don't we hear more about this original beginning of the problems that are now facing the nation?
Jerry Corsi, I'll leave that to you.
Well, you know, for as much as in many ways I admire Abraham Lincoln, one of his great faults was his disrespect of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the imperial presidency that we have today can be traced back to Lincoln. It's unfortunate to have to say that, but Lincoln did suspend habeas corpus. He committed any number of constitutional violations, and I don't think we can praise Lincoln for those violations. It was a mistake then, and you know, as a constitutionalist myself, I think it was wrong for Lincoln to take those steps. The temptation of an executive to say, I'm going to have extraordinary powers and I'm going to just use them, that's what we see in this directive, this National Security Directive George Bush signed on May 9th. And, you know, our founding fathers were extremely concerned about that. If they'd wanted another George III, they could have created emergency powers within the Constitution itself, and they chose not to do so.
Yes.
I think we have to respect that. I
Mr.
agree
Corsi,
with you.
As you know, it was Robert E. Lee in 1866, in a letter to his friend Lord Acton, who mentioned and predicted that the collection of the powers to the central government would prove to be a disaster, as it had in other nations which had gone the same route.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I point out is that the original beginning was in that period during the Lincoln administration, the first American dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And force of arms, Lincoln established a strong central government, the very thing that Jefferson and others had warned against.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to go back and fight the Civil War again.
No.
But I do agree with you that Lincoln established the imperial presidency. And I think that we underestimate the extent to which Robert E. Lee, who, remember, did not take over the command of the Army of the Potomac because he believed his first allegiance was to the state of Virginia.
Right.
And, you know, Robert E. Lee, as a constitutionalist, understood that the powers of the federal government and the powers of the executive have to be limited. I think even if we want to go back and argue it, a good argument could be made that Abraham Lincoln was never correct in saying that the states did not have a right to secede.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we don't have to go back and fight the Civil War.
No.
I think we can see the faults in Lincoln, and rather than going back
right.
and rehashing all that history,
no.
I think the lesson today is that when we see continuous efforts by the executive to usurp power, we've got to today resist it and say that
that's outside the Constitution.
Right. Well, refighting sure. the war is not my intent, of course, but
the points you make, sir, are very legitimate and they're well made, and you are correct.
I'm mm-hmm. sure that our present criminal in the White House uses the Lincoln precedent for his power base.
And it wasn't just Lincoln, either. It was Wilson and Roosevelt. They all did the same thing.
Sure, yes.
Internment camps, suspending the Constitution, sedition trials for those that disagreed. And, you know, on and on it goes. I mean, we've been through this before.
Sure.
There's nothing new about this.
And it is time now today to return to the Constitution, especially.
Sure. I agree.
Especially with the kind of threats internationally we're facing.
And these are threats largely that are the result of our internationalism, interventionism. You create enemies for the United States, and then you say, hey, look, I'll protect you from our enemies. Oh, how convenient. The mafia does the same thing, doesn't it?
Well one other thing, gentlemen.
Yes.
Henry Mencken, H.L. Mencken, of course, as everybody knows, he wrote an opinion or made some comments about Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, in which
mm-hmm.
Lincoln stated, made that famous line about government by the people.
Right.
Well, Mencken pointed out if there had been government by the people, the war between the states would not have occurred, and Lincoln most likely would have had his neck stretched.
Right.
So I'll leave you with that.
We have to move along. Yes, Jerry, a comment.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, no, I mean, the points, you know, the caller's making are good points. I don't want to go back and refight the Civil War.
Well, it looks like we may wind up fighting another Civil War when George Bush gets through it.
We could, but I think the point today is it's time to say no to these usurpations of power by the executive, which we see going on, with the same old justifications. We're in emergencies and threats, and so we have to give up liberties that are defined by the Constitution in order to handle these threats, and it's always a mistake to do so.
How do you feel about gun control, Jerry?
I think Second Amendment's a good amendment, and I am in favor of people having guns. I think taking guns from people is a terrible idea.
Well, that's what makes the Constitution so priceless. I mean, really, it's the backup to the Constitution. Without the second, the first is meaningless, you know.
That's right. I mean, and I'm opposed to, I think, we see in Virginia Tech the failure of these gun-free zones.
Yes.
It does not protect children.
No, it doesn't.
And, you know, when the citizenry is armed, criminals have to think twice.
And the biggest criminal that can come down the pike and take away your liberties if they know you're disarmed is that criminal enterprise known as big government.
Well, it's one of the first things the Nazis wanted to do. It's one of the first things, you know, Stalin wants to do. Every dictator takes the guns from the people.
You have to disarm the public before you can implement all of these things. And that's why I'm saying that when Congress continues to kowtow, and if they don't stop it based on our opposition, it is going to inevitably, I'm afraid, come down to the street level. And that's where the people will have to be responsible to defend themselves.
I don't think we have to get to that point now. And I'm not going to encourage it or advocate it.
Well, but realistically speaking, you know, when all else fails, Jerry, what's left?
Rick, I hear you. What I'm saying is that the Second Amendment is fundamental to our freedoms, and I support and uphold it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I go beyond that on this program only because, you know, I am a history buff. And as you point out, the history of the world is one of enslavement, mostly, not freedom. And our freedom wasn't won with a registered gun, as the slogan goes. And that's true. And when a president says he's going to bypass Congress, he's going to bypass the Supreme Court, he's going to assume all power, that's the time to know Lexington and Concord, you see. That's when the Founding Fathers said, hey, we're not going to negotiate with the British anymore. We tried that. We've done all we can. But unfortunately, there came a time when they left the colonists no choice. And I think that day, unfortunately, we hope not, Jerry, but that day may come, and we have to be prepared for that eventuality. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
I hear you, Rick. I understand exactly
Amen.
What you're saying.
The Founding Fathers would roll over in their graves now if they could see what we have become. What a tragedy. Okay, let's continue. Mark in Texas is next. Hello, Mark. Hi,
hey,
Mark. You're
evening.
On the air with Jerry Corsi.
Good evening, you too.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think we can pretty much agree with when they talked about Reconstruction after the Civil War, it was Reconstruction of the Constitution. I think that's a given. But even recently, since the 70s, where in the Constitution does it designate that we can have agencies and agreements? In other words, agreements instead of treaties and agencies instead of departments.
Hmm.
There's something to be said for this. It's like, you know, what does is mean? It's almost the same thing because
what's the definition of is, yes.
The CIA was able to, you know, be part of the government, but they couldn't do supposedly any activities within the borders of the United States. Now, when Nixon came in, he set up the first one. What was that? The EPA, right?
Yes.
And ever since then, it's been a downhill slide. Think of all the agencies.
The alphabet soup agencies.
Well, they're not constitutionally correct from what I can read into what I'm available to have.
Jerry?
Well, sir, let's just start with NAFTA. NAFTA is a law. It should have been a treaty. Just because President Clinton, President George H.W. Bush before him, knew they did not have the votes in the Senate.
In Congress.
In the Senate to get a two-thirds vote to make a treaty ratified. They went for a majority vote in Congress, and that was the beginning of a major constitutional failure. And that's one of the reasons NAFTA should now be repealed, because it should have been a treaty to begin with. Secondly, we've not only created agencies, we've now created these Security and Prosperity Partnership working groups, which are shadow agencies that consist of the bureaucrats of the three countries, meeting formally and in secret, you know, with agendas, with members, with phone numbers and emails of the three countries, and that's totally outside the Constitution. I mean, even if you can get that the executive branch can have departments, you certainly cannot get that we can create agencies with foreign governments and have them redefine our laws. That's totally outside the Constitution.
I'm still trying to figure out what this latest amnesty plan, for lack of a better term, how many people were involved in this? Because I bet if push come to shove, we could find out that Mexico had a hand in some of the negotiations. I bet you Canada had a hand in the negotiations. And who knows who else?
Well, I'm sure that at least indirectly, Mexico has had a hand. Mexico has been, since Vicente Fox, pushing this agenda of allowing Mexicans to come into the United States at will and to be treated as Mexican citizens in the United States with no intent to drop their Mexican citizenship. And we've accommodated them, saying they can be dual citizens. Well, that's completely outside the Constitution. We're allowing a foreign nation to put their citizenry in the United States without any assurance they have allegiance to the United States of America.
And how can we have a Michael Chertoff have dual citizenship and hold the position he does?
Well, Michael Chertoff, you know, says we can have a virtual fence and it will be successful. That's his solution to not enforcing the law that was passed by Congress in November 2006 before the election. And I think Michael Chertoff's about got a virtual brain when it comes down to the border. He has no concept of what the border is like. A virtual fence won't work.
You know what a virtual fence is going to be? It's going to be seasonally adjusted.
Right.
Well, also the contracts that he has been awarding to all of his friends and all of the corporations has been enormous, you know. The money's involved here. Just throwing away billions and billions of dollars for a false sense of security.
If you follow the money trail, you'll come right back to the multinational corporations that are driving the whole agenda. And that's where Chertoff is bought and paid for. When Chertoff goes to Mexico and says we don't need a fence that keeps out, you know, the housekeepers, I can't believe he would say a thing like that, but he did. And, you know, it's demeaning to the Mexicans, but it shows where Chertoff is. Chertoff has no intention of building a fence as long as he's the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security.
I appreciate you,
with
too.
With Katrina, too. All right, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. We have Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Jerome.
Yes.
Hi, Joe.
Jerome, the powers to be, I feel, and we call them on this show the Kenites, Sons of Cain. The powers to be, these people, want a person to be leader over the country that will be able to bring in 2 billion Arab, Muslim, Ishmaelites, these people, into the global system. And that's going to be done on four different levels, politically, economically, and educationally. But most importantly, this leader must have this quality. And it's the fourth of the dynasties, the religious. Do you see anybody on the horizon that would fit that religious bill?
Well, I'm not sure which religious bill you mean, but I'm telling you that I think the candidates that the Republicans and Democrats nominate are going to be virtually the same. It's going to be Tweedledum and Tweedledee. You're not going to get, just like right now, you can't tell Democrats and Republicans apart. You've got McCain and Senator Kyle of Arizona with this new amnesty bill called Comprehensive Immigration Reform, and John McCain standing in the background. The Republicans and Democrats are all being paid by the same multinational corporations. They all work for the same interests, and you can't tell them apart.
which one of these candidates could deal with this Arab, Muslim, Ishmaelite, 2 billion people?
Well, I think that...
Bring them into the global system.
You've got candidates like Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter and Ron Paul who would secure the border as a first priority, but they're never going to get anywhere in the Republican Party. Because the Republican Party is dominated by centrists. I mean, Giuliani, I've written in WorldNet Daily, his law firm has represented Cintra, the C-I-N-T-R-A, the Spanish investment consortium that's going to build the Trans-Texas Corridor, 4 football fields wide of new highway parallel to Interstate 35 to bring containers into the United States from the Mexican ports on the Pacific like Lazaro Cardenas.
Mm-hmm.
Giuliani's a globalist, just as is Fred Thompson.
I wonder who that candidate will be, Joe.
I hear you, Rick.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Thanks for prodding us a little. Okay, we'll be back. We'll take another call or two and call it a night. I'm exhausted. I'm telling you, my vitriolic juices are really moving now. Jerry Corsi, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, we got a visit from George Bush. There it goes, Jerry. That's your president speaking.
Another brilliant George Bush.
There you go, the Freudian slip. Well, we don't have time to take a lot more calls, but we're going to squeeze one more in here. You've managed to generate a lot of interest, Jerry. So let's see if we can squeeze Johnny from Texas in. All right. Hello, Johnny.
Hey,
Johnny, you're on the air with Jerry Corsi.
Great job, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. I want to make a comment about Ron Paul.
All right.
This is, I think a lot of people will agree that Ron Paul is not going to win. But if you think about it, folks, Ron Paul has already won. He got in there. He spoke his platform, what he stands for, what needs to be done. He spoke it to millions and millions of people. He won already. He's not going to win the presidency, but he woke up millions and millions of people, and that is a victory that we should relish, folks. We should relish that about Ron Paul.
Amen. I do.
Okay, great. That's all I have. Excellent
job.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Johnny. All right. Just to also point out the fact that what frightens the globalist controllers, the criminals, more than anything, is the Internet. And you can be assured of one thing, that in the event of George Bush's proclamation of an emergency, the Internet will be one of the first things to come under his control, Jerry.
Oh, I agree. It'd have to be shut down right away.
Because this has been an absolute thorn in the side, not only the White House, the politicians, but in the major controlled media as well. They are losing viewers, listeners, subscribers in the millions now, and really they don't know what to do about it. So we have to be thankful for what we do have, the freedom we have, thankful for people like you, thankful for people that are writing every day in the alternative media and speaking out, waking up millions of Americans. And for that, I am grateful, and thank you, Jerry, for being on the program tonight for 2 hours.
Rick, it's a great honor to be with you. Thank you.
I appreciate it, and we'll have you back again. Thank you, Jerry Corsi. WorldNetDaily.com, they can read you.
Yes.
Good night now, Jerry.
Good night, Rick. Thank you.
Well, thank you, but it's been a very, it's been a heavy night as usual. Area 51, somebody called in. Well, Area 51 and this particular Edict 51, yes, they do have a common ring, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. That number 51 keeps coming up like the Rex 84 number, Rex 84 program, and it doesn't sound good. Directive 51, Area 51, Agenda 21, you name it, it's all part of the ball of wax of tyranny. I want to thank you all for being with us tonight. We'll do it all over again tomorrow night. And we'll continue to discuss this, the hate crimes legislation, which has been laying dormant for a few weeks in the Congress and the Senate. They're really beside themselves now. Opposition has been generated like never before. We'll be talking about that again, too. The rest of the week, stay tuned to Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Don't forget to support RBN with your gifts and your prayers, the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, rbnlive.com. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up with Waylon next, and stay with us all through the day. God bless you. We'll see you again, Lord willing, tomorrow night at 9 Central. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, good night.